I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about the genius of the founding fathers to design a government with three distinct branches that each had the power to regulate each other. For a really long time, actually since the founding of the Republic until very recently, it worked well. But then came President Number 45, and the guardrails around the executive branch began to fall. It seems much of what kept things honest was the tacit agreement among those in government to follow so-called norms that were not actual laws or rules. Things like the executive branch respecting or even responding to the legislative branch's duty to hold it accountable for misuses of power. But what to do when the executive puts himself above the written law and is certainly uninterested in complying with any rule that is merely implied? What to do indeed, especially since the third branch, the judicial system in general, and the Supreme Court specifically, have been stripped of their most valuable asset, political impartiality and adherence to the Constitution? Sure, history is replete with decisions that are clearly ideologically inspired, but never before has the court been so stacked with ideologues and made so with blatant disregard to any of the gentlemen's agreements that raised the discourse from a schoolyard battle for power to a thoughtful discussion of differing ways to solve problems facing the country. Packing the high court with judges who have expressed in writing speeches or judicial records sympathy for a particular point of view is one thing. But what about Ginny Thomas, the wife of Justice Clarence Thomas, and her perceived influence through her husband? The New York Times Magazine recently reported that the couple has, quote, defied the ethical norms of the Supreme Court, particularly when it comes to Ginny Thomas's political projects. While she reportedly serves in a prominent role in the Council for National Policy, a shadowy umbrella organization that brings together a number of leaders from groups like the Federalist Society, the National Rifle Association, and the Family Research Council, her advocacy became closer to action as she was a regular visitor to the White House during the past administration. One alleged meeting with the president was described by an aide as the craziest meeting I've ever been to. She started by leading a prayer and then raised the issue of the transsexual agenda and of parents chopping off their children's breasts. The following year, Justice Thomas joined his conservative colleagues in a dissent arguing that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 did not protect people from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. It is unclear if Ginny Thomas is the cart or the horse. What is clear is that, for whatever the reason, Justice Thomas cannot be considered an impartial judge of what is fair for everyone.